Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness. I'm your host, Dr. Chan, and with me I have the one and only Sarah Ray, the beautiful Sarah Ray. Welcome, Sarah Ray. Welcome, listeners.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Chan. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, listeners. May this 2016 be the best one yet.
I wholeheartedly second that wish. So, Coach Sarah, it is the start of a brand new year, and this, of course, symbolizes a time when many people are going through periods of reflection, periods of planning, periods of what am I going to do next, how am I going to do things differently in my life. And today we are talking about the whole idea of giving up versus surrendering. Now, have you been pursuing a goal but feel stuck, or you feel uncertain about what to do next? What should I do next? Should you give up or should you surrender? Coach Sarah, this whole idea of giving up versus surrendering is one that when I first saw this, I couldn't understand the difference, like surrender versus giving up. Isn't that the same thing? So I grappled with that for a while, you know, until eventually one day I got it, like, oh, okay, I get it. Now that's what it means.
Okay. Well, I tell you no lie. This is, you know, the topic has had me thinking and feeling, like I just shared on our Facebook page in one of the comments. It really had me thinking the house, and I was like asking everybody, you know, giving up versus surrendering, what that mean to you, what that feel like, what that, you know. And it was interesting because I've got a couple of, well, one interesting concept was that in surrendering, he said he surrenders, he feels like he surrenders for the other person's sake, like at work.
Okay.
If something needs to be done a certain way that, you know, he may not agree with or whatever, he has surrendered to that way because he felt like if he didn't, then, you know, he may lose the job or something to that effect. Whereas giving up is more, what everybody else, including myself, I found that interesting because it was the opposite for me, you know. Surrendering felt like something that I had to come to. I had to, because otherwise it would come, you know, I'm trying too hard now. All right, I have to let go. You know, I have to, okay, I just have to surrender to this now. Interesting. But yes, food for thought. And I'm looking forward to the various insights.
Well, I think I am on the same page as you in terms of my whole concept of surrender. For me, I feel like surrender is, especially when I'm, you know, going through a challenging period and then I feel kind of stuck, like, okay, I don't know what to do next. I feel I've exhausted all of my options because I'm a solution-oriented person. I like to find solutions. I like to look for answers and, okay, how can we fix this? How can we solve this? How can we resolve this? Mm-hmm. How can we move this further or move this on? So when I get to the point, in whatever is problem, whether it's a professional problem or a personal problem, where I feel like, okay, I have no idea what I need to do next. I've exhausted all options. I don't know what to do next. For me, giving up is kind of like, you know what? I'm not interested in this anymore. I can't be bothered. This is not for me, and no. And so even if something comes up and presents itself, let's say it's a solution to, you know, fixing a pipe, and I've tried every option, the pipe is still leaking. If somebody comes to me and says, hey, I have a solution for you that will work, I don't want to hear about it because I've given up. That's my giving up point. Is that I'm just no longer interested. I just have no interest in it. For me, on the other hand, the surrender is more of, you know what, just like what you said, Coach Sarah, just letting it go. You know what, I've exhausted all the options. I have been spinning my wheels. You know what, if the pipe is going to be fixed, it's going to be fixed. Maybe I'm going to be the one to fix it. Maybe somebody else is going to fix it. Maybe the solution will come to me somehow. I don't know. Something will work out. I don't know what it is. I let it go. And that is when I find the pipe gets fixed. Either somebody, I come back the next day and the pipe is fixed. Oh, yes, you know. Yeah, Mr. Brown passed by, said the pipe was leaking, and all he realized, it just needed a washer, and he put it in, and he said, don't worry about the cost. It was 50 cents to replace the washer. He had a spare one, put it in, and there you go, problem solved. Or, you know, it's divinely inspired. Something said, go call Mr. Brown and find out if he would come look at it. Or
yes.
Oh, something that you didn't think of. So I think surrender, for me, similar to you, is just that letting go. And I find usually when I surrender, that is when the solutions come, normally in unexpected ways.
Yes. And another, I guess another element of it that I realized or felt is that in my, there's usually some, I don't know, frustration, anger, maybe fear. Well, I said maybe even fear. Fear would be the foundation, the fundamental emotion under that in my, you know, in based on how I feel. Whereas in the surrender, there is a peace that comes with it. Even though usually I know that there may be more challenges ahead based on the surrendering. But it's almost like I just have to go with my soul. It's almost as if I don't have a choice. However, I have to acknowledge that is a choice. Because, like I said, I'm aware that, all right, you know what, is that I'm going to surrender to this thing, even though it looked like there may be a fire down the road when I surrender, or I'm going to just stay and consume myself in this fire of struggling because, you know, I don't want to give up or whatever. And it can be quite scary, you know, that
very scary.
Surrender, that letting go, it calls for some real faith in my experience that, you know what, all right, we just let go. Especially, you know, if it has to do with relationships. For instance, you know, you're going into this job and all right, for a year now you're trying it the boss's way, or you know, you're working with this person that you're really struggling to deal with, and you know, you do all you can, and there just comes a time when you're just like, you know what, all right, I can't ignore this anymore. And it's almost like something take you over and you just have to say, you know what, this is it, I have to go. And it probably sometimes it doesn't make sense to me, like what am I doing? It's like the out of body experience, but you know, usually, for me, I guess it's like you say, the diploma turn up, something happens. When I allow myself to feel that fear and surrender anyway, then it's just, things just happen, you know. You allow life to happen. So it's a thing of that.
I agree that it has to do with it. It's that strange place. And I was just talking about this to somebody this morning, about that strange place of where you either are, you know, the person was saying to me that, boy, you know, she's feeling a bit overwhelmed, but at the same time there's this center of calm and peace. And I was saying, yes, I can relate to that. Sometimes it's hard to explain to people where you have one emotion there that is kind of stirring, and you know, either sadness or disappointment or whatever, being overwhelmed, but at the same time you have this kind of centering that's you know that, okay, everything is going to be okay, or this happiness at the core, or this calmness at the core. And I think that's part of the surrender process, where you're still you know you're still open. I think with the surrender you're still open with the giving up, you're closed off. It's like if the opportunity comes for whatever, the lover comes back, or a new lover comes, or a new job, or new, you know, whatever the opportunities or the circumstances are, when you give up, you're closed off to that, because even when it is there, you refuse to see it, or you push it away. Whereas surrender is, I think, a different process where you're still open. And I think, you know, one of the things I would say is, my experience with going to graduate school was probably an example now, looking back of surrender, because when I was finishing up my undergraduate, I was applying to a lot of schools, and, you know, I wanted to go and do my master's degree, and I was applying, and just nothing was working out. Either I'd get into a program, and I didn't have funding, or, they would offer me funding, but I wasn't interested in that program of what they were offering, so I just felt like I was having no luck, and I was getting frustrated. I didn't know what to do, and then I went to, they have, in Jamaica, they have, you know, the Science of Mind Church. They're all over the world. Science of Mind, you know, they practice the principles of the mind and so on. And I had a class, and I don't remember the title of the class, but I went to this class, and I remember one of the exercises they gave you was that, you know, how to do a, they call it a scientific prayer, you know, how to put, they give you this thing about, you know, an example of how to put something, and then the key thing was that you had to let it go. Like, you could not just, like, be, like, begging and beseeching. You just had to let it go. And anyway, in all that, I did went to the class and so on, and then in the interim, I applied to vet school. I got into vet school, and I went to vet school for a very short time, and I realized that's not what I wanted to do. I really wanted to go and do this master's degree. So anyway, I went back home to Jamaica, and I applied again, and I applied, and then all of a sudden, I got into this program that I liked, and they had funding for me to come and do my studies, and things just kind of fell in place. I ended up going to that school, and then funny enough, again, it wasn't just that smooth road. Again, when I got into the program, it wasn't quite right. It wasn't quite a good fit. The culture of that department didn't fit with me and what I was doing, and I got frustrated again because the research I wanted to do wasn't in line with what they wanted to do, and it was just, you know, for me, a whole frustrating mess and nightmare and just the whole culture of it. And I had a friend from Trinidad who was in another department at the same university, and he said to me, you know what, I think that the program in my department would be good for you. And of course, I was filled with a lot of fear, because if you change advisors as a grad student, it's a big political thing. It's very upsetting. The graduate studies, when I said, you know, I want to make this change, they said they wouldn't alert my current department until it was approved by the second department, so there would be no conflict and so on. It was just, and I was so terrified, like, am I going to jump out of the frying pan and into the fire? Will I hate my new advisor? Will I hate the new course? What am I doing? You know, and you know, again, I had to just surrender and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try. And believe me, it was the it turned out to be the perfect fit, and it turned out to be that this was really what I wanted to do. It was a program in the human dimensions of natural resource management that is looking at the environment in light of people and what they do. And I didn't even know that that program existed, but it was just like I took this path that was so meandering, and it seemed like, you know, I went vet school, I went into this, it just seemed so meandering, but I always held, you know, in my mind that, okay, all right, I want to go to grad school, I went somewhere different, okay, it confirmed to me that, okay, no, you don't want to do veterinary medicine, you want, this is what you want to do. And, you know, it seemed like a meandering path, and that I was going far away from what I wanted. I didn't even know that the program that I eventually ended up in and finishing and completing had that there was such a program existed in my mind. I thought, yeah, it would be nice if I could do a program like this, but I never knew such a program existed. So going back to what you're saying is, again, the trust, the surrender into the universe. You may not know, as a friend of mine would say, you know, the how is not up to you. The how is up to universe, God, Jah, Allah, whatever you want to call it, spirit, divine, like whatever you want to call it. Trust in the universe, trust in your path, trust in your journey, knowing that your journey or your path is not going to look like everybody else. Just because Coach Sia did X, Y, and Z, and she ended up here, don't mean that because you want to end up at the same place that your path or your journey is going to be the same, or that your path or your journey is wrong because you did not take the same path as Coach Sia. So, yeah, trust in yourself, trust in your path, trust in your journey, I think is very important, Coach Sia.
Yeah, man, it's fundamental, and just remembering that is vital in the surrender, you know. Oh gosh, yeah, I've come face to face with that. All right, is this giving up or is this surrendering?
Yes.
I feel like at least 3 times in the last 18 months, and it's you know, two of them would have been very similar. However, when I look at it, when I consider it in terms of giving up and surrendering, it's clear to me when I gave up and mm-hmm. when I surrendered. And, you know, I'm a foster carer. And I felt like, it felt like I'd given up mm-hmm. in the past 6 months or so. However, it wasn't just waking up and giving up, you know. There were lots of challenges and with, you know, I was like, no, this has been 8 years and, you know, it can't end like this. However, I realized that, no, I had to give up. It felt like I had to give up for mm-hmm. the greater good of everybody. However, again, I come back to the energy of the giving up. I felt hurt. I felt like I failed. I felt angry. I was very emotional for months after, you know, because I had to decide to give up one of my placements. But it wasn't just about me. You know, it was two-sided. However, the emotions that came with that were very unsettling. And, you know, that has come up again. However, there is annoying. So it's like, I have these questions. All right, am I giving up? You know, is this quitting? But
and sometimes it's okay to give up, you know.
Yes, exactly. So that is another thing. And I've said it on the Facebook.
There's nothing wrong with giving up.
I realize
with certain
that
things.
The giving up, well, yeah, because the giving up sometimes precedes the surrender. Because with this, it's just like, all right, you know what? I just have to accept that I've come as far as we have come as far as we can go together. And
that's
it comes, you know, amidst all the noise, the questions of is this giving up, there is a quietness, there is a peace, a voice that just says, you know what? No, you're not quitting. Look how much good you've done, look how much, you know, growth has taken place. It's fine. You just have to let it go and you just have to trust what comes after this, you know?
Right.
And trust
me,
it's scary, but like I said, it's as if I just have to follow this. I have to just allow my spirit to guide me once again and just, you know, go with it. And interesting things have happened since I let it go and I just, you know, made the decision and I stated to the the other professionals involved. Then, very interesting things have happened. Like I started a meetup group about 2 years ago, and you know it's still there. It's within the first week it may have gotten 10 people, and I started one recently, and within about 3 or 4 days there are 36 people. You know, it's like things just like okay, and I start thinking, all right, well, I get caught up in, all right, what we're going to do now. But then, again, I keep coming back to, and I keep hearing, you know what, just relax. You're going to get what you need. You know, it's going to come. So I keep having to pull back and trust and just, free fall, you know. So, and it's, I love the topic today. It's given lots of food for thought and reflection. It's good medicine.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I just want to go back to the point you were making, Coach Sayer, about, you know, sometimes it's okay to give up, and sometimes giving up on one thing, as you say, is that door to surrendering to, okay, you know, something different or something better. And they tell you all the time, you know, these experts in meditation and, you know, life coaches like yourself, they tell you, you know, when you're doing your meditation, your affirmation, your visualization, whatever techniques you use to you know, help you with your goals or to achieve your desires. You know, you can, especially if you say affirmation, say all these things are better or all of this are better. You know, now manifest for me for the highest good of all concerned, because sometimes, just like I didn't know that that program existed. And I'm, you know, yeah. had a certain type of program in mind and so on, and I got there, and, you know, the culture of the department didn't quite mesh with me, and, you know, so on. And I ended up being somewhere in a program that I didn't even know this type of program existed. You know, now they're more commonplace and so on. But, you know, back in the day when I was doing my, like, grad studies and thing, it was very innovative. I didn't know it existed. So, you know, being open, I think, is very important, and saying, you know, all this are better. So maybe, you know, this was not the girl or the guy or the job or whatever. It didn't quite work out the way you wanted, or the tennis tournament or whatever you were thinking about. But I think part of the surrender is, you know, knowing that, okay, this didn't work out, but something better, and better not meaning, you know, necessarily, you know, the number one in the world, but what is best for you and those around you, you know? So I think that is that is very important. And sometimes, as you say, you know, giving up on one thing. So, okay, you may give up on being a tennis pro. You may realize, all right, I'm 55, and it seems unlikely at this stage with my 10 injuries and the 4 surgeries that I will be, you know, the Grand Slam champion. But at the same time, you know what? I've always wanted to coach, and maybe this is pushing me in towards coaching, you know, children or inner-city kids or teenagers or maybe mature people or whatever. I've always had that desire inside of me. So maybe sometimes giving up on something allows us, as you say, or proceed surrendering to something even bigger, something more. And we say bigger, a lot of people, you know, in this day and age of, you know, the whole media hype and the whole, you know, reality series, we think that bigger means more popular, but not necessarily. It just means what's best for your soul and the nurturance of your soul and making you happy and, you know, bringing you to living a more fulfilled life. So, yeah, sometimes, as you say, coach, yeah, I would agree that giving up on that one thing may be the step just before you surrender to something that is just even more than you ever dreamed of in terms of your happiness and your fulfillment.
Definitely. And, you know, there's something in it about just the energy of that struggle in the, I don't know, the giving up. I suppose you know you're trying for something. What something came to mind when I was getting divorced for about a year and a half to 2 years. Every time I sent papers to my ex-husband, they would come back something never feeling properly. Something wasn't signed. It would have to go back a year and a half to 2 years. No lie. At about 2 years, I was like, all right, you know what? I feel like I am swimming upstream. So I'm just going to let this go. You know? I just want to let this go. I'm not looking to get remarried, no, or anything like that. So what I've frightened up myself so far? Just to say that we're no longer married. I know that, you know? Anyway, I let it go. Well, I think it was about 3 years later or so, actually, maybe more than 3 years later. I haven't done the match. So, you know, there's a day when I say, all right, I just said to him, out of the blue, he said, you know, we can just do this thing now. We'll see that, you know, we're not getting back. We can just do this thing now. And he just said, yeah, for real. And within 5 months, which is the normal time, about the normal time, 5 months, yes. It was all done, you know, complete. No hassle. We went to the office. The thing is, during that time between when I gave up trying, you know, to push for it, there were issues that still needed resolving within me, you know. And within him too, because by the time we got to the office, you know, by the time we decided we're going to go into the court office and to this thing, they were like, who's getting divorced? I'm like, we are. He's like, what? Shit, because we're just so cool and all right with each other, like just friends. It's like, all right, it's time now. So,
like the people couldn't believe that these are two people getting divorced. You're supposed to be warring and quarreling and cussing and.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, the timing sometimes when you're struggling with something, all right, you know that you give up, but you don't really have to fight with it. I surrender to it after
surrender.
So
to
that one was a
life.
Fine line between the giving up and the surrendering.
But
it's that energy of peace and that energy of letting go and saying, actually, you know what? I can, it is what it is. I can do it without having this frustration and this annoyance and in my life. It leaves space, it makes room for other things, you know, to get on with other things in my life. So that is another thing that is important. I learned to trust divine timing.
Yes, I think timing
ties in with the surrender.
Is very key, as you said, with the surrender. I think it is key because, you know, as we said earlier, everyone's path and everybody's journey is different. And just because, you know, somebody, you know, got up one morning and said, okay, we're getting divorced, and in 5 months they were divorced, your process might be different. It might be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or, you know, whatever the case may be, the timing is different. Or just because you got married at 20, doesn't mean your friends are going to do the same. They may get married at 50, they may never get married, they may just be shacking up with, you know, everybody's process and everybody's timing for different things, job, career, family, how it looks, how it feels, the timing, everything is just different for everybody. So I think that is a very, very important point, you know, to just, as we say in Jamaica, don't watch me, watch yourself, because my timeline for how things unfold for me different from your timeline.
Yeah,
that just doesn't mean that yours is wrong or mine is wrong or yours is right or mine is right. It's just different. And also in the other sense too, you know, knowing that just because something doesn't happen to you or happen for you right now, just like my grad studies process, it didn't happen because my thing was like, you know, I'm a planner, you know, so it's like, yeah, man, as soon as I finish undergrad, you know, like, you know, 6 months later, I'll be in grad school, or a year later, I'm going to be in grad school. No, it didn't work out that way. It took me 2 years, you know, 2 years for me, and that for me, that was a long time because I had planned, boy, within 6 months, 6 to 12 months, I'll be in grad school. No, it took me 2 years, and again, you know, it's, you know, a dream deferred, you know, I love that quote so much. A dream deferred is not a dream denied. So, you know, if you have a dream, whatever that dream is, family, children, whatever, don't think because, oh, I'm a woman and I'm 45 and I've always wanted children. Hey, you may adopt or some family member may, you know, leave a child for you to take care of, or you may become a foster carer, or, you know, so many things are possible. A dream deferred is not a dream denied. Don't give up. Even though it's 2016 and some things you might be letting go or giving up on, give up on some, but surrender. Try to surrender to the process, even though it's hard and you're scared and it's terrifying.
Yes, definitely, because, you know, there are higher things. There are things going on a finer level. So, let go and let God allow the magic to happen even when it's not feeling magical, you know. Yeah, that acceptance and letting go, it brings a different energy.
And speaking of energy, quotes, my favorite quotes comes from you, you know, where attention goes, energy flows. So also, even though you are afraid and you feel that's terrified, whatever it is, you know, try to put your energy on what it is that you really want and try to trust and believe that that is possible for you. And even though it may not come in the timing you want or in the shape or, you know, form that you always thought, you know, be open to it. And Coach Seya, we have run out of time, and I'm sure we have much more that we want to say on surrendering and giving up. But we have to surrender now to Blog Talk Radio and say... See you later and see you next month, and thank you for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Walk good. Lots of love.
Yes, lots of love from the Growing Consciousness team, Coach Seya and myself, Dr. Chan. See you on Facebook. Thanks for all your comments. Sorry we didn't get to all of those, and those who were trying to call in, we thank you so much for sharing us on Growing Consciousness. See you same time next month. Walk good, as Coach Seya said.
Yeah.